All right, ready to dive in. Today we're looking at something super interesting you sent over, some excerpts from Faith and Belief, A Divine Distinction. And just skimming it already got me thinking. The idea that faith and belief aren't, well, the same thing.
Yeah, it's easy to use them as synonyms, but this deep dive really shows how different they are.
I'm definitely intrigued. So are we saying faith is like a universal law, like how gravity works, just kind of built in?
That's a great way to think about it. The source argues that faith is actually an objective reality, even in nature. Think about how bees pollinate flowers.
Okay, I think I see where you're going. Like, the bee doesn't have to, I don't know, have a belief system about pollination. It just does it, right? It's the natural order.
Exactly. Not about conscious belief. It's acting according to a principle that's, like, woven into how things are.
Yeah.
That inherent order, that's what the source calls faith.
But isn't that just, like, instinct? Where's the faith part?
Good question. The difference is awareness. Instinct is automatic, but faith, the way the source defines it, is knowing that principle is there.
Okay, so more than just going through the motions. But for us, humans, I mean, we're not bees buzzing around. How's this faith as reality thing work for us?
Well, the source gets into that with these two biblical figures, the centurion and the Canaanite woman. What's interesting is, they don't just believe in Jesus, they get how divine authority works.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. Tell me about these stories.
All right, so the centurion. He comes to Jesus about healing his servant, but he doesn't beg or anything. He says, "For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it."
He's comparing his own authority to, like, a divine authority. He sees the same rules applying.
Exactly. The source argues he's not even asking Jesus to prove anything. He's stating a universal truth about how authority functions. In the physical world, he's got power, so he gets that in the spiritual one. Jesus does too. Fact, not belief.
And Jesus commends his faith, not his belief. That really highlights the difference. What about the Canaanite woman, then?
Her story is really insightful, too. She wants her daughter healed. And when Jesus seems hesitant at first, she doesn't back down. She says, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
She's not just begging. She's making a point, like an observation about how things just are.
Exactly. She's pointing to an existing reality, a principle of divine abundance. Even the leftovers nourish. Like the centurion, the source says, she gets a fundamental truth in how it operates, even divinely. And again, Jesus praises her faith.
Okay. I'm getting the distinction now. Faith, in this sense, it's about seeing a bigger picture, right? Something that's true regardless of what we personally believe.
That's it. Aligning ourselves with the truth that's already in motion.
So where does belief fit in? Is it just a stepping stone to faith?
That's where things get even more interesting. They're distinct, but connected. Think of it this way. Belief is the process, the seeking, the questions. Faith is realizing the truth that was already there.
So they work together.
Precisely. Belief can lead to faith, but not the same thing.
Right.
The source uses this great analogy, like, we don't have to believe in the sun for it to exist, do we?
Nope. Sun's just there, giving light and warmth no matter what.
Exactly. And the source says faith works kind of similarly. It's a reality we can come to recognize, not just something we force ourselves to believe.
Makes a lot of sense. But then, if we don't just decide to have faith, how do we find it? Go from questioning to recognizing this bigger truth.
Well, the source brings up Romans 10:17, which says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So it's often sparked by, like, divine revelation or hitting a truth that just clicks for us.
Like an aha moment, suddenly understanding something we didn't before.
Exactly. Augustine had this great way of putting it. Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe.
Wow, that's real powerful. So is the idea that everyone has the potential for this faith that's already there?
Absolutely. It's not blind trust or believing the impossible. It's opening our eyes to the order, the truth that's already working in the world.
This is really changing how I think about faith. Not just believing in the unseen, it's seeing what's actually there.
You got it. And once you see it, it changes everything.
This has been a fascinating start to our deep dive. Can't wait to explore more. But before we get too far ahead, let's take a pause and switch gears a bit. We've been talking about this faith as an objective thing, but how does this play out in everyday life?
It's interesting to think about how this idea of this faith as an objective reality kind of pops up in places we don't usually think of as like religious or spiritual, you know?
Okay, you've got me curious. Like what?
Well, take those natural laws, the ones that govern the whole universe, like laws of physics, that sort of thing. We don't have to believe in gravity for it to work, right?
True, gravity just is. It doesn't care if we get it or not.
Yeah, exactly. And that, in a way, that's a form of faith, recognizing that fundamental principle. That's how reality works. We see it all the time in science, too. Scientists don't just do random experiments, right? They're working with the faith that there are laws behind nature, that they can be figured out by observation and experiments.
So even the scientific method, which is all about testing and questioning, it still kind of relies on this faith that there's order to things.
Precisely. It's not blind faith, of course. It's about seeing those patterns, those principles that are running the show, and then using that to explore and discover new stuff.
That is a really interesting way to look at it. Makes me wonder if this faith idea goes even beyond religion and science, too.
It totally does. Think about human relationships. We talk about having faith in a loved one or a friend.
Yeah, like faith that they'll be there for you or keep a promise. But isn't that more like trust built up over time?
It is, and that's what makes it a form of faith, the way we're discussing it. Not blind trust, but recognizing their character, their integrity, what they've done before, and having that confidence they'll keep acting consistently. It's knowing a fundamental truth about them.
So it's seeing a pattern, a principle of how they behave, and that gives us the faith in them.
Exactly. Based on experience, on what you see, not just hoping for the best.
This is really eye-opening. It's like this faith thing is woven into so many parts of life, even if we don't always call it that.
It really is.
Yeah.
And once you start seeing it, it can change your whole perspective.
Yeah.
Like you start to appreciate the order, the connections in everything around you.
I can definitely see that now. He mentioned relationships, but what other examples come to mind?
Let's think about art. Artists, for like centuries, they've been inspired by the natural world, the beauty, the awe of it. They see something deeper, something that speaks to them, and they try to capture that in their art.
So they're expressing a sort of faith in the inherent beauty and meaning of creation then.
Exactly. They're recognizing something that's beyond just the physical, something that resonates with the human spirit. They see an order, a beauty that's not random, and their art becomes like an expression of that faith.
That's a really beautiful way to put it. It's like they're tapping into that same underlying faith in the fundamental order of things we've been discussing.
Right? Precisely. And it's not just visual art either. Music, literature, even dance, they can all express the same kind of faith in the beauty and order of creation.
So we're seeing this faith pop up in all these creative areas. Like it's a universal language that speaks to this deeper understanding of the world.
Absolutely. It just shows how huge of an impact recognizing this underlying order can have on us, on the human spirit. It can inspire, it can move us, connect us to something bigger than ourselves.
You know, when we started this deep dive, I thought we'd be talking about religion and spirituality in a pretty traditional way. But this conversation has really shown me how this faith idea is in so many parts of life. It's about seeing the world with fresh eyes, appreciating the order, the connections, and everything.
That's the real point here. It's not just believing in something we can't see. It's recognizing that truth that's already here in the world around us, in everything from physics to a sunset to the relationships we build.
This has been an incredibly thought-provoking conversation. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of what faith can mean. It goes way beyond what I thought at first.
Glad to hear it. And remember, it's not about blind faith. It's about recognizing that truth that's already there, waiting for us to discover it.
This is definitely something I'll be thinking about for a long time. I'm excited to hear what other thoughts you have to share with our listeners as we wrap up this deep dive. As we wrap up this whole faith versus belief thing, what strikes me is how much more, active this definition of faith feels. It's not just sitting back. It's like we're recognizing those patterns, those principles behind reality.
Yeah, definitely a more dynamic way of looking at it. And it makes me think about, like, what about doubt? Questioning things. If faith is about aligning with this objective truth, what happens when that truth seems, shaky, or our own beliefs get challenged?
That's such a good point, because we're saying don't just blindly believe, but then what if those very principles we've put our faith in, they come into question? Does that mean faith just crumbles?
Not necessarily. Okay. The source actually says that wrestling with doubt, that can actually make our understanding of faith deeper. More mature, even.
Yeah.
Remember, belief is that process, right? The seeking, questioning, exploring. And it's through that that our faith can actually get stronger, more refined.
So we're not supposed to ignore the tough stuff, pretend everything's perfect. Actually, leaning into those uncertain times, that can bring even more clarity.
Exactly. It's like working out a muscle. Faith needs those challenges, those tests, to really grow. It's when we're grappling with doubt that we discover how strong, how resilient our faith truly is.
Wow, that's actually really encouraging. It means that even when things feel shaky, we're not failing at faith. We're in a process that can lead to something even better. Makes me think about all the times I've questioned things, doubted, even felt like my faith was falling apart. Now I see those times totally differently.
It's amazing how this difference between faith and belief, it gives us a way to understand how complex human experience is, right?
Mm.
We can embrace the messiness, the uncertainty, even the hard stuff, and see it all as chances to grow, to discover something new.
It totally does. This whole deep dive has been a journey, for real. We started with just what's the difference between two words, and we ended up with this whole new perspective on how they actually work together, shaping how we see the world.
It's been a fantastic exploration. And keep in mind, this is just the start. The journey of faith and belief, it's a lifelong thing full of surprises, twists and turns, and some incredible discoveries along the way.
So to our listener, as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. Embrace those questions, embrace the doubts, and keep searching, because it's in that searching that you'll find just how deep, how strong your own faith can truly be.
And remember, as you're going through all the ups and downs of life, you are not alone. That faith we've been talking about, that order, that truth, it's there in every moment, just waiting to be discovered.